I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Look at that, 6:02 on Friday, the 26th day of September. Here we are, almost into October, and away we go.
But it still feels like July. It was hot out yesterday.
You thought so?
Yeah.
It's back down quite a bit.
Okay, maybe it was just in my area.
Or maybe for like an hour at like 4 o'clock, and then that was pretty much it.
Yeah, it's because we got thunderstorms this weekend and everything, and it's going to be like in the 80s.
Okay. Maybe I was having a hot flash. I don't know, but I did go out at 4 p.m.
Menopause?
I'm in perimenopause. Oh,
it never shocks me when your experience is completely different from everyone else's.
That's what makes this show great.
Thank you.
Who knows? The last time I was hotter than everyone else, I had the heating on my seats. In my car.
Oh, did you check?
So maybe that's what, who knows? You can't ever tell.
Did you check that? Speaking of which, am I the only one that thought it was creepy quiet out on the roads this morning?
Already? Yes.
Creepy quiet. Is CCSD not a...
No. Today they got school.
It's weird, man.
I do love that. Where is anytime everybody? It is, we're like, school out again.
Well, no, to your point, next month, they get, like, there's 3 Mondays next month that they have no school.
Oh, dang.
Well, and then for a second... You know, it was saying on social media the other day, apparently the rapture was coming. And then
I did see that.
And then I thought, well, good Lord, maybe it did.
Yeah.
No pun intended, good Lord. But it was like, oh man, me and the, wow, what did I do where I didn't get taken?
Yeah.
Damn it. It's so quiet out here, though.
Uh-huh.
And I thought maybe.
Well, we all survived the rapture.
On the 15's jammed up. So sorry, people on the 15 are going, I have no idea what you're talking about.
It slammed.
But on the 215, it was not this morning. And it was weird. Like, I didn't even feel like I had to drive super fast.
You could just cruise.
Everybody was just chilling. There was plenty of room.
Love
all that.
All that
kind of stuff.
Oh, I like that vibe on the Friday. So.
Yeah, you like chill Friday vibe.
Yeah.
See, I'm an up-tempo, let's rock and roll, high energy.
Yeah.
I'm that dude.
Yeah.
On Friday.
How's our guy feeling? You doing okay?
Buddy, I have no idea what happened.
Listen, you never get sick and you never like not feeling well, not coming in.
No.
I was worried about you.
Yesterday, it just didn't make sense. I got up my usual 3 a.m. and I went, this is not good.
Yeah.
I had an appointment Wednesday morning after the show. I came out of that appointment and went, did I just catch something?
Uh-oh.
You know what I mean? But I wasn't really, it wasn't around a lot of people.
Sure.
But I just, all of a sudden, and I'm pretty in tune with all of that.
Yeah.
And I went, what the hell? And it just kind of, and it got worse and worse throughout the day. And then, yeah, I got up yesterday morning. It was like, no.
Listen, in almost 2 years I've been here, you've never done that. Nope. So I was like, oh, he's not doing it so great.
I would have done it today, but I, and honestly, I really thought that maybe we should. But you know what? We got those Ed Sheeran tickets, and I just hate for that to go to waste.
Yeah, you're good like
I
that.
I hate for that to go to waste. And I'm going to do this and probably get myself in rather large trouble.
Oh, God.
Because we all know that anything that sounds like fun and sounds cool, somebody will say, no, you can't do that. Because that's our business in 2025. Mm-hmm. And then they wonder, well, why does our business suck? Well, because you made it suck. But with that in mind, my thought was, because we didn't give away prizes yesterday,
okay,
we could just double down on everything today.
Fun.
Literally, double down on everything. So, Pori Hemplo.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I said it.
What does this mean?
For example.
Oh, poor. Way to go.
Please.
Come on. Who am I dealing with today?
Catch up.
Oh, what? God, what a loser I am.
Well, you still thought it was 110. So, and by the way, I could have said that in English and you might have heard it in Spanish.
You never know.
These things happen. Yeah, no, and I dig it. I like that.
Just a couple of weirdos on the air.
For example, Pop 2000 tour with Michaela's buddy, Chris Kirkpatrick, from back in the day, which, I, by the way, I'm going to be expecting a phone call from him.
Yeah, oh, wait, you got it.
Is that thing, that's next weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, okay, I'll send him a text.
Yeah, we better get on it.
You got it.
Not one, but two pairs of tickets coming up.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Pop 2000 tour tickets all over the place. Chris Kirkpatrick of NSYNC, O-Town BB Mac, Ryan Cabrera, LFO, on the lawn of Virgin Hotels Las Vegas next Friday, courtesy of our buddies at Virgin Hotels Las Vegas. First pick brought to you by Northwest Career College. Choose your career path today. Where are we going to start, Adrian?
We'll start with Sandra Patterson from Anthem.
All right, Dan. So our buddy Ron just celebrated his fifth first date anniversary, and he thinks it's a bigger deal than his wedding anniversary. That just seems weird, right?
I think it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Wedding anniversaries, yeah, far and away.
Because you don't know your first date that you even want to marry the person.
Oh, point.
Okay, but once you get there, my wife and I still celebrate our first date anniversary, March 6th.
Yeah, so do we.
Yeah. What's yours?
May 1st. Oh my God.
Are you making that up?
I know it sounded like it. I was like, my phone. It's May 1st.
Yeah.
That is the day.
No, I understand. That's good.
Yeah, it is.
Enjoy your Pop 2000 tour tickets. Have a great weekend, Sandra.
Oh, thank you.
All right, yeah.
Thanks, Sandra. Why did you say, did I make that up? Because it sounded like
you were like, I know. May
October 3rd.
11-7. What? Sandy, is the date anniversary a bigger deal than the wedding anniversary?
So for my husband and I, it is. Up until him, I never cared about it at all. But he proposed to me on our date anniversary, and we got married on our date anniversary. So it's just kind of like, it's our day. And he is the one that was like, he's the one that proposed to me that day. And he's the one that's like, well, why don't we get married on this day? So for me, I never cared about it until him, but it's like a big deal for us.
By the way, that's
so
your
cute.
2 days before Christmas.
That's your husband. Yeah, that's your husband. Yeah. He's manipulated that situation so he doesn't have to remember. He has to remember one thing.
Yeah, he got like 100%. The Hulu. He got the Hulu bundle with the ESPN and the Disney Plus all in one. Smart move.
One password gets you everything. You got your Disney. Yep, that's
hilarious.
Right. That's right, man. He's like, oh no, look, honey, we should do this because it'll be cute. No, it's way easier for him to remember, and I'm not sweating that.
No,
I appreciate.
And I'm all like, whatever. Like, neither one of us even remembers what year we got married. We have to struggle to figure it out anytime anyone asks us. Like, we just, like, yeah, whatever. So, definitely him.
Thank you for that, Sandy, because that's the dirty little secret as well.
Love it.
Is that women pile that on men. And they go, men never remember any of that stuff. It's important. You should remember. Women don't remember. Like Michaela with her March 11th,
27th. Yeah.
With hers, whatever.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work. Listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Some Friday morning good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
My tongue got sticky.
It's okay.
You know what I mean? Just kind of hung there on the minden.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right.
It's Friday.
It's okay.
Move it up.
It's all good. I still probably shouldn't be here, but.
I know.
But.
You're not feeling good, dude.
No, the point to it, though, is to be here because I wanted to be able to. So, we've got two new contestants on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown today. Now, if you want to come back and win more prizes on Monday, then that's important. You should win today.
Sure.
But everybody wins today on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Let's go.
Everybody gets Ed Sheeran tickets.
I love when this happens.
Coming up in just a few minutes, so that's good. I also love this. A woman who could not swim sprang into action to help save an 11-year-old girl who she was drowning at a park in Florida. The girl was collecting shells. She accidentally slipped into the water. Bridget Addison saw her and ran in. The girl's also autistic.
Oh, gosh.
So, this is... let's hear from Bridget. And the girl's name is Mia Garcia, talking about what happened.
Thank God we are here, especially her.
I wanted you to know how very special you are. Continue being the beautiful person God has created you to be.
People keep saying you're a hero. You're a hero. You're a hero. I feel like if you see anybody in distress, help them.
She saved me from gators.
Gators.
She just probably doesn't seize that.
Oh, my gosh. She probably just doesn't seize that.
She's 11, so
yeah.
She saved me from gators. She's like, but forget about the drowning. I'd have figured that out.
There were gators.
She's like, I would have paddled, but she saved me from gators. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I am not sure how I feel about this. There's an old folks home in England that's using robotic dogs and cats to help combat loneliness for the residents.
Oh.
But, for example, with my friends at the Animal Foundation, it seems like every other week they're going, we got too many. We gotta give them homes.
Yeah.
I understand the robotic part in that there's not, you don't have to feed them. And there's no mess to clean up.
True.
Necessarily. But I don't know. Thumbs up or thumbs down on robotic dogs and cats for old people?
Thumbs up. Listen, I saw that movie Her where he was like being held company with Scarlett Johansson's character. I don't care how you aren't lonely if it's robotic dogs or cats. As long as those little old people feel good.
Is there a situation where you would ever give thumbs down to anything, to any situation like this?
I guess it depends on the
probably
day.
It's probably not.
But probably not. No.
Adrian.
Thumbs down.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's weird?
No. I just, not when there's puppies and kitties that need homes.
Yeah. I hear that, but I feel like for senior citizens, it's hard for them to take care of things. What if they're allergic?
But if they're at the, okay, but what if?
Yeah.
But to Chet's point, they're at a home, so they have nurses and stuff. There's staff
around.
That's what
I thought, too. Maybe there's staff.
Now, if they're living, you know, they're in an apartment complex, whatever, and they're by themselves, then yeah, to your point, Michaela, the robotic one, because you just have to charge it, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Stand away from the robots and AI, guys.
My mom's best friend, when their dog passed, it was worse than my mom leaving. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like
it was worse.
Yeah.
So, God, first Charlotte's Web and then this.
I know, it's too much.
Man, what the? Happy Friday, everybody. It's your good feeling story. Wait, it's your good feeling stories of the day. What the? What's going on?
time, cause I get a good
thank
feeling.
You, Mike Gleeman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Now look at that. It's Friday morning, the 26th day of September. Right about 7:03, just about. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. Two brand new contestants on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. I'm looking at you, Adrian. Don't get me in trouble here.
Okay.
Because I know this is going to make you very angry.
Uh-oh.
Well, thank you for preparing.
I would prefer you don't get us in trouble here.
Okay, I will try not to crash out. You got my word.
Like, literally, you want to just shut your mic off now?
No.
The CEO of one of the big companies, the company that owns another big company that does, you know, tickets and concerts and whatnot.
Yeah.
During a conference this weekend, said, there's a lot of runway left when it comes to ticket prices, especially since tickets for sporting events have become so expensive. Music has been underappreciated, he says. In sports, I joke it's like a badge of honor when people spend 70 grand for a Knicks courtside seat, and then they beat me up if we charge 800 for Beyonce. He says, when you read about ticket prices going up, the average concert price is still $72. Try going to a Laker game for that, and there's 80 of those. The concert is underpriced and has been for a long time.
Woof.
Just
already shaking his head.
Yeah. My point with all of this was, well, look at what we have for you. We have not one, but two pair. You don't even have to win Michaela's Hometown Throwdown today.
Just gotta try.
To get Ed Sheeran tickets and get them before they appreciate in value.
Yes.
Before the price goes up.
Just call in, baby.
You could. Want Ed Sheeran tickets, the price of a phone call right now.
Can't beat that.
Not even one bit. I'm proud of you for your What do you say?
Plus, I have the graphic already teed up for social media anyway, so I was like, this is perfect.
Again, don't get us in trouble.
Of course not. Just reporting the news. That's what we do.
You think that saves you. It doesn't. You it's think okay. that saves you. It does not. Well, I'm just telling the truth.
The truth
will
is...
Will you have Michaela approve the artwork before you post it?
Yeah, just send it my way, babe. Yeah. I'll
give it
a biased opinion.
Don't send it to me. I don't need to be heavy-handed on this. Let Michaela do it.
Yeah, great.
You know, maybe just run it by your buddy to make sure.
Oh, for sure, of course.
Because now my mind is racing. Of what?
No, it's just this. No. It's not it's not opinion. It's just a quote of what he said. That's all.
Yeah, I know. And every time that you go, well, I'm not doing anything. It's okay.
Try and get our social time, media views.
Every this time you do that. Every time you do that, you go, well, I'm not going to get anybody in trouble. It's like, oh, Jesus. And then I get called. You know who gets called in? Me.
That's the crutch.
I get called in.
See, when it says Chet Buchanan Show, it doesn't matter if Michaela says it. Doesn't matter if Adrian said it. It happened on your show.
A blessing and a curse.
Our show.
Yeah.
Us.
Yes.
We.
True.
Yeah. And then, hey, you know, you want me to talk to him or you want to talk to him? I'm not talking to him. I can't control him. That's what I always say.
I can't. He's a loose cannon.
Yeah, I just with this guy.
He's a father. He's stressed.
Nice. Wait a minute.
Three Mondays off next month.
Is there a microphone in that room that you're hearing? Has there been a live mic that you've listened in on?
I wish. No, I'm kidding.
You get off pretty easy.
What do you mean?
Yeah. Nobody talks mess about you.
Good. Keep it that way.
No, there was just that one time. Where it was, yeah, I talked to him. You might want to talk to him. I'm like, we already did.
Oh, I saw your comment earlier this week, too, prioritizing the show when I went to go talk to the Mitt. We'll talk about this off air. I saw your little quip when I was doing the podcast.
What did I say?
He's like, all these people not prioritizing the show around here.
Who said that?
You did.
Yeah, but I was joking. Honest to God, I was joking.
Okay.
Because we had talked about it.
Okay.
What are you talking
about? Well, I know you're joking.
Did I put it in writing?
No, you said it on air.
Oh, yeah. No, because I was joking. Because it was awesome. Because we had talked about it. No, we had talked about you going and talking to The Miz for the Unlikely Pod afterwards. It was literally, we were like, did he go home? Go check the parking lot. He's been gone for... Like,
did he even talk to The Miz? He just used it as an excuse?
Did Adrian think that after that, it was just go? No, it was hilarious. Because we got 15 minutes with The Miz. You did 45 minutes, which of course you did. But it's no less funny.
Yeah, true that. I know you're joking.
Oh, okay, good.
No, I know you're joking.
Oh, because I would apologize right here.
No, there's nothing to apologize. I love you.
I love you back. No, I would never.
Mm-mm. Got you. But I caught it.
You're saying good.
Oh, I'm sweaty over here.
I just kind of kicked back and watched like my parents fight. I was like, what is going on here? I'll just step away from the mic.
No fight, no.
We're just talking things out like a family.
Yeah, I'm into it. That's why I should step back. I was like, throw down questions. Just do my own thing over here.
We were joking. We were like, where the hell did Adrian go? The Miz and Adrian, I believe, have run off together. Somebody call Little Chapel of the Flowers and see if those two have gotten there, if they're getting married. Because I don't know what happened.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
And he's very lovable, The Miz.
Facts. And so are you.
How did this... All right, cool. 702-364-9898. Two brand new contestants for Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Callers number 24 and 25.
Let's do it.
Okay. 702-364-9898. By everybody, I mean both of you. Win Ed Sheeran tickets today.
So
why not? There's nothing to lose. Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
Two brand new contestants today on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. In case you missed it a couple of days ago, Jessica Sanchez of Silverado Ranch, the Terminator. We've never had...
She's amazing.
I don't know that we've ever had more of a... I realize it's a touchy subject these days, but somebody who, I'll say it this way, somebody who was so low-key, so locked in, and just went right through it.
Totally.
Five wins, and it wasn't even close. I think one day it was a bit of a contest, but jeez.
She rocked it.
So after Jessica's five wins in a row, that moved Silverado Ranch into a tie for second with Centennial Hills. They've got 21 wins overall. Aliante and Sunrise Manor tied for first with 25. Best of the West in third with 14. Rhodes Ranch, 13. And Wagon Wheel in fifth place with 11. Contestants from neither of those, or none of those places today. Who's our first contestant, Adrian?
That'll be Jennifer Romero representing Northtown.
Hey!
Hey!
And who's contestant number two, sir?
A woman who wants redemption, Angela Flagger from Enterprise.
Oh, yeah? Why? What happened last time you played?
Angela's lost before, so her and her daughter are focused on trying to get a W this time.
I got you.
Let's go.
I grabbed Amber and not Angela.
Sorry, Amber.
Hi, Angela.
Hi.
Still stinging from last time you played?
We are a little bit.
Oh, I remember you now. I do. I remember you. You guys probably both know how to play, but just buzz in with your name if you think you know the answer. Do it nice and loud so that we hear you. However, don't yell out the answer until we call on you, because while you think that you may have got in first, sometimes you just didn't. And I'm just going to, Angela, because you've been here before, why is it that we call our quiz master the commissioner?
I don't remember. What did they say? I forgot. No, I know.
Because her last name is Gordon. That's
whose
right.
little voice is that? She said, I know. Yes.
Who is that?
Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Yeah.
Hi, Jennifer. So will you be helping?
Helping with playing.
Oh, you guys thought that. You guys thought it was Angela's daughter, but that was Jennifer who said that.
Yeah, Jennifer, that's really funny. I thought it was somebody in Angela's car. Jennifer's like, no, I got this.
She's like, I'm playing, babe. Yeah.
Can we start the game now? Yes, we can. I'm your quizmaster. Who's the one, the only, Michaela Gordon.
James Vanderbeek made a surprise video appearance at the reunion of what show he starred in with Katie Holmes in the 90s.
Oh, Angela.
Whoa. That was intense. I believe.
It was Angela.
Take it easy. We'll let you know who it was. It was Angela, I believe.
Yes, Dawson's Creek.
Angela, was it Dawson's Creek? Yes, it was.
Yes, it was. Oh, wow. Yay!
Angela goes up one zip. Wow, here's question number two.
This queen just released her 16th album, and although she should be getting ready for her iconic Christmas season, the Emancipation...
Angela, I think just by a
Jennifer.
Hair.
Oh, my God.
Mariah Carey?
Are you
kidding? No, we're not kidding, Jennifer! Yell at me? Jeez. I'm sorry, what was your answer, Angela?
Mariah Carey?
Was it Mariah Carey?
Yeah.
Yes.
No music.
She got you. She got you just by a little, Jen. Sorry.
Y'all good.
To Angela, no Jennifer.
This singer also has a new album out today called V, and although her album cover might be a little controversial, the singer followed up her hit song Say So with this great song called Jealous off the new album.
Say So.
Better get it. Two.
Doja Cat. Oh, Angela.
Angela, for the win.
Doja Cat.
Is it Doja Cat for the win?
Right.
Yes, game over.
Let's go.
Angela, yes. Redemption is yours.
Hooray.
She came in hot.
Nice job. But Jennifer, all is not lost. You still get tickets to Ed Sheeran.
Yay.
And you guys probably end up sitting next to each other.
All right, we'll see you later.
That might not be a good thing. Don't fight, guys.
Jennifer, hang on 1 second. Angela, congratulations. You're our brand new champion. You also have Ed Sheeran tickets for the Loop Tour at Allegiant Stadium. Saturday, July 18th.
Yes.
Courtesy of our friends at Messina Touring.
You're going to have to fight your sister for them.
Yes.
You guys are going to have to work that out.
I love it.
Tickets go on sale.
Thank you.
Today at 10 a.m. for everybody who's in the market for Ed Sheeran tickets. Miles Smith is going to be opening, so it'll be good. And then, Angela, we'll see you back here Monday as you defend that brand new title on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Professionally unprofessional. 98.5 KLUC.
Can I tell you, I'm not sure. I got to navigate this. I'm not sure what it is, what I'm trying to say.
Well, let's work it out.
This weirds me out a little bit, only because people are you super excited about the idea that the Brady Bunch house is opening to the public?
Yeah, I think it's cool. I'm not bugging out for it, but I think it's cool.
Right. But there's all kinds of like 90s stuff that early 2000s stuff. I don't know what you're talking about. You know what I mean? Like, how did Brady Bunch? I understand it because I'm a little older. You know,
sure.
But how does Brady Bunch still? How is Brady Bunch still so far forward in people's minds? But the other shows are not.
Well, they came out with that movie. Do you remember the Brady Bunch movie?
In 95.
With Alicia. Was Alicia Silverstone in that one? No, she wasn't. It's not her. It was Ben Stiller's wife. What's her name?
Yeah, Christine Taylor.
Yes. And I thought she was so beautiful. She played Marcia. So I feel like that's why.
She is.
So maybe that's why. Because that's how I remember seeing it.
I don't know. It's just weird, though, that people are fired up about it. Like, I saw it on a lot of news shows.
Oh, wow.
It popped up in a lot of different places, and I was like, yeah, okay. And I've been in North Hollywood. I've driven by, you know.
Oh, that's right. It's in North Hollywood. Yeah.
Taking the picture. Mm-hmm. And then HGTV bought it, I don't know, 6-7 years ago, and then renovated the house on the inside, because it used to just be exteriors, and then the rest of it was on a stage.
Yeah.
On a soundstage.
Mm-hmm.
In a studio. So the inside of the house did not look like the Brady Bunch house. But then HGTV did a very Brady renovation. And then every once in a while.
Yeah, that's right.
That's smart. That's a smart move.
Yeah. And it was kind of a big deal then. And now they're letting people on the 7th, 8th, and 9th of November. The bookings are already sold out, but there's a wait list. And they're going to check and see if it's worth their time and money to do more, which guaranteed they will.
Yeah, for sure.
I will tell you, in Cleveland, the house where the Christmas was, it the Christmas Story, the Christmas Miracle?
Yeah, Christmas Story.
And when did that movie come out?
Oh,
that's like 70s, 80s, right?
80s, yeah.
Well, to go visit the house and walk through it, like it is reservation only. And I'm talking like right now, not just Christmas time.
Oh, yeah, no, in August.
So,
what year did Christmas Story come out?
And hell, I'm from Cleveland, and I've never seen that movie.
1983.
Yeah, so to this day, it's still reservation only, like, people trying to fight to get in there. So.
Yeah, it was just funny to me that, like, why Brady Bunch and not whatever?
Yeah.
Because there are times when I'll talk to Michaela about stuff, and I'll be like, do you know this show? Do you know whatever show? And she'll just look at me like, no.
I mean, to your point, I think last week they announced here in Vegas they're opening up a coffee shop, the Friends coffee shop. That makes more sense, right?
Because it's
more
relatable. The pop-up did so well.
Yeah, so they're going to make like an actual storefront, not just a pop-up. And that makes more sense than the Brady Bunch, to your point, just because it's older.
Which is weird, too, though, because there's all the Gen Z haters that talk all the mess about how all the things that were wrong with Friends. You know what I mean? That there were no black people, that they couldn't have possibly afforded the apartment, you know, and all the other stuff.
Yeah, I think inflation. The fan base, it's so nostalgic for them, though. Like, it's really girls my age that still go crazy for it. They're like, I don't care. It reminds me of my childhood. It's my comfort show.
More millennial.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well,
so even though Gen Z hates on it, millennials are going to keep it, save it.
Yeah. It. Also, it's kind of swung back, too. It's like, well, if you don't like it, just keep scrolling. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The 177 second survey is back. I don't know if you heard because I wasn't here yesterday. We're doubling down on everything today. So we're doubling up, I guess, on Reggae Rise Up tickets. And we'll do that right after this.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
This Hometown Throwdown is brought to you by Findlay Nissan in the Valley Auto Mall. Unlock excitement.
When I'm getting ready in the morning.
While I'm getting dressed.
I dance and laugh.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
All right, what you got? Who's first, Adrian?
We got Tiffany Brenner from the Northwest.
And then who's second?
We got Tom Zach from the East Side.
Tom Zach. Speaking of the big fellas, thank you, Big George Petty. My brother, thank you very much for your kind words and for reaching out this morning. He's in the car with the kids, dropping them off at school.
Nice.
Just wanted to say hello.
What's up, boss?
All right, guys, your 177-second survey starts right now. We talked about this earlier, and I wanted to come back around on it. This is all wedding-based today. Our buddy Ron just celebrated his fifth dating anniversary, their date-iversary. He thinks it's a bigger deal than his wedding anniversary. Is he nuts? Big Don Tomczak, is he nuts? Don, this is where you answer the question.
Oh, no.
Oh.
We lost Don. Don didn't want his tickets.
And he eagerly wanted them, too.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Don has no opinion on the matter, Tiffany. Don did not care.
Maybe he was going through a breakup,
maybe
drama.
A sensitive topic.
Yeah. It's okay.
Maybe I read this wrong. Maybe his name is Don and not Ron. And he's like, why are you making fun of me for wanting to celebrate my dating anniversary?
Yeah.
Is the date-iversary a bigger deal than the wedding anniversary, Tiff?
I don't think so. Not at all. Especially the fifth. Why? What's up with the fifth?
I don't think that was the significance. I think it was he thought it was a bigger deal than his wedding anniversary.
Yeah, I don't think that's a big deal. Maybe the first date, but I don't see it.
Some people do. Thoughts,
yeah,
Michaela?
I just don't.
Yeah, I think that we celebrate the first date that we had. Then obviously we celebrate the day we got engaged, but I'll be honest, I did not remember our first date. That's... And my best friend actually texted me the first year me and Lisa were together. Wow. And she was like, congratulations on 1 year, you guys. And me and Lisa were like, oh my God, dude, thank you so much. Holly, love you. Thanks for remembering.
when and where?
We were at the Sayers Club. We had met at the Sayers Club. She was DJing and I was singing. And we went for pizza afterwards and we're like, hi.
Sayers Club.
It was in the Sahara.
Oh, God,
yes. It
was
the SLS, but yes. Now, do you remember?
Yes.
That's where we met.
Sayers
and then
Club.
We had pizza and we were like, hi.
Hi there.
Hello. Wow. But I didn't remember that date until my best friend did.
Let's make this a thing. March 6th. McMullen's for St. Baldrick's.
Oh, I love it.
Back in the day. Have you heard this story, Tiffany?
Probably.
My buddy goes up to Amy with his It Ain't Gonna Itself t-shirt and said, because he's redhead and my wife is redhead, he goes, me and you'd make beautiful babies. And I was like, are you kidding me right now? And so I sent him away. And Amy and I were together ever since.
I love it.
Yeah. She didn't
got
need
your queen.
She didn't need my help, but, you know, she didn't need my help fending them off. She was like Wonder Woman. She was like, you know, and a redhead on St. Patrick's Day.
Amazing.
You know, or St. Baldrick's. You know what I mean? There was every guy in the joint was taking a run at her. And people, and she was with one of our promotion people, and people were like, you should go talk to her. You two would be great. Like, I'm not going over there. Every single guy in this joint sitting on her. And then here we are.
I love it.
Yeah, here we are. Adrian, first date, first spot.
The club. The Kennedy. Tampa, Florida.
Hot damn.
Rest in peace to the Kennedy, by the way. A lot of memories there.
You and Jacoby?
Yes.
And then she moved out here with you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, first that. Phoenix, now Vegas.
Wow.
Yep.
Right on.
So cute.
Well, good. Hey, Tiffany. We've got an issue here.
I see. There's no other person.
Well, I mean, there would be.
That's it.
There would be.
Yeah, but Don Don gave up.
The real, yeah. So the real issue is we have four general admission tickets for the whole weekend, today through Sunday, at Reggae Rise Up. And if you want them, we'll give them all to you.
Okay, let's do it.
Why don't we
let's
do that
go.
Then? Hang on one second.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Relationship Rehab coming up. Is there, okay, is this a thing that I've missed too? The whole idea of the proposal is such a big deal now.
Yeah.
It's such a production. He did not consult her for their proposal. And she now believes that perhaps he is a selfish, dare I say, bastard.
Wait, am I tripping? You said he proposed to her,
yeah,
but because he didn't consult with her,
yeah,
she's yeah upset?
She may not go through with it.
Okay.
But watch. Watch, Michaela.
Mm-hmm.
Watch the people that come out of woodwork.
Okay.
To fight for her.
Okay, I'd love to hear their reasoning.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. And we'll double down on Hozier tickets right after this.
The ship. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
8:05 Friday morning. It's Jeff Buchanan Show. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. Paradise R&B Festival going on this weekend, tomorrow. Go to dlvec.com and get your tickets. Proud sponsor, the Jeff Buchanan Show. Couldn't be happier to have him. Excited to see how that turns out for them.
Yeah. And I'm excited for
Raven Lynne.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I knew what you meant.
You knew what I was going to say.
Yeah, because I gotta believe this is probably a pretty big show for her.
Yes, and she's been working so hard for so many years. Like, how rewarding.
Kind of surprised they didn't offer her up to, maybe last-minute ticket push.
Yeah.
Kind of a little surprised on that. Relationship Rehab at 702-364-9898. So, earlier this morning, we were talking about how our buddy Ron celebrated his fifth dating anniversary, and he thought the anniversary of when they first met was even more important than when they got married. I suppose.
Yeah.
I guess.
Love a sentimental king.
I don't see it. Yeah, but I don't see it that way. It's important.
Yeah.
It's important. It's awesome, but it doesn't take priority of when we got married. In front of when we pledged ourselves forever.
Yeah.
Forsaking all others.
Mm-hmm.
If I recall.
Yeah, that's serious.
Because I recall from the vows. She doesn't want to take a bunch of grief, and I don't blame her. We'll call her Reese, because I just looked up and saw a story about Reese Witherspoon.
Love it.
So call her Reese. She just got proposed to in a pantsuit. And she is mortified.
Oh.
Why would my man not know me well enough? We've been together for 3 years. Why would he not know me well enough that he would catch me in work clothes and without a fresh manicure and fresh hairstyle for the biggest moment of my life? Why would he do this to me? The pictures are horrific.
Oh God.
I have ugly cry face and I look fat in the pantsuit.
Oh no, sister.
I want there to be a do-over. He says, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have my friends and family there. He says, absolutely not. I'm wondering if he really is the one for me. Social media, man. I'm 702-364-9898. Hozier will be joining us at T-Mobile Arena
A week from Sunday. Already October 5th, a week from Sunday. You want to go see Hozier? We got room for a couple of you to have a pair of tickets. 702-364-9898. Are you... I'm really interested to hear how this shakes out.
Yeah. I will say I always thought I was going to have this glamorous engagement proposal. It didn't end up going that way. And I have feelings about it.
And Chad, I think we're on the same side on this, bud.
Probably.
I'm excited.
Probably. But, man, I hear it, but I don't hear it. So, convince us. 702-364-9890. We'll pay you off with Hozier tickets right now. It's Relationship Rehab on the Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
You just got proposed to. Hooray! She said yes, by the way.
Okay, good.
She did say yes, but she's questioning it. She was in a pantsuit. It was mortifying. She was in work clothes. Why would my man catch me in work clothes for the biggest moment of my life? No fresh mani. No fresh hair. No fresh makeup. I made up the makeup part, but I'm assuming
yeah,
that's part
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, true, though. Yes.
You know, that you'd want that.
Yeah, you're on point.
Because if you're going to do the whole thing.
Yes.
And... it's just, yeah, this is what social media has done. She's questioning. She's like, I know I said yes, but I'm wondering if he's the man for me.
Oh, my God.
I'm wondering if he's got my best interests at heart. Adrian, where are we starting?
We'll start with Brittany.
Brittany on line three.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, Britt.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Well, we're puzzled. We're confused. We need your help. We have a,
okay.
and we're just loaded down with these Hozier tickets. So if you could take those off our hands, that'd be
exactly.
Thanks so much. Oh my God, I was just—I don't think I could have gone one more step with those. But now this other thing, holy, is it worth breaking up over?
No. Okay. Here's my thing. I don't think it's worth breaking up on, but like I definitely think he should have been a little bit more mindful of all things in her work clothes. Oh, sorry, that's my alarm. Like of all things, like her work clothes. Like, why would you do that to someone? Like I worked in like the service industry for years and years and years, and like, and I'm in those clothes for like hours. And the last thing I want to do is like hold your hand, say yes after getting proposed to. Like, I'd be like so. Like, honestly, I'd probably be a little pissed off. So yeah. I can understand where she's coming from. And I was actually, I just listened to this quote. It's a Maya Angelou quote. Basically, it says that you'll always remember, like, people will always remember how you made them feel in that moment. And I feel like she's going to hold that for, like, so long. She was like, I was, like, you know, probably in my work clothes, I was sweaty, like, she's already feeling those emotions, and it's going to stick with her.
Who had Maya Angelou on their bingo card?
Not me,
card
baby. But those are our listeners. Geniuses.
Not me. That's fantastic.
Poetry, baby.
Yep.
Man, the longer that this goes on, and the more that we sit here and bat this around, just because of the way social media is, the idea of. Unless you've, I had a friend, our friend Joey, you know our buddy BJ from Seattle,
yeah,
who got fired a while back. Joey got engaged and went through months of, as he said, misdirection planning. He put like 10 different people in on it, and then got her to show up in the right place at the right time with fresh hair, fresh nails, the right clothes, yada, yada. And then they had a photographer. They had a videographer. And he proposed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, listen. I always wanted to get engaged in a gorgeous way with, like, makeup, nails, my family. I'd actually also made that very clear. Like, when the conversation would come up. I wanted to like, look beautiful. You'll always have that memory. When I got proposed to, I had been at like this American Idol party with some of my girlfriends. I was drinking at the time. So I came home a little tipsy. We had like celebrated something, champagne. I walked into the front door. It was Christmas. And my fiance, my wife now, was like, stand in front of the Christmas tree. Let's take a photo. And I was like, no, I don't want to, Lisa. And she was like, stand in front of the Christmas tree. Let's take a photo. And I was like, no, you know, just being a brat. And then I did. And then she proposed. And when I tell you, it was so off brand of everything I had told her that I had really wanted. Like, not in my living room, not in front of a Christmas tree, not without my family, not like, not all looking great. But I was so, I saw how excited and proud she was to give me this ring and to ask me to marry her and to just be with each other that, like, although it wasn't how I had told her, the love was so real. And then we just had really bomb engagement photos and we looked awesome then. Like, it, I feel like we really cannot lose because Lisa was nervous. She told me afterwards, she was like, I knew that you would say yes, but also I didn't know. And I was really nervous. Like, I don't want to make her feel bad. Like, thanks, girl, for proposing to me. Love you.
Yeah. She's like, he didn't put forth the right effort.
Yeah, but, you know, as we get older, like, they did. They got on one knee. They saved up all their money for this ring. You know, usually they're already nervous. And that, don't be a brat.
Brittany, have fun at Hoosier. Hold up on that. I know you want to, and I know I have an idea of what you're going to say. I want to hold you for the end. Brittany, hang on one second. Have fun at Hoosier. Who's next?
We got Chloe Goss.
Chloe is line six. All right.
I'm right here.
Hi, Chloe.
What up, Chloe?
All right. Hey again. How are you guys?
Give us your thoughts. Everything's amazing. But, I don't get it, but I get it. I do.
You should, because I, at the end of the day, it's really a moment thing, I feel like. And if I was in my work clothes, I'm in my work clothes. I'm still getting proposed to. It is what it is to me.
Oh.
Amen,
really,
Chloe. Girl.
Like, If my parents are there, they're there. If they're not, at the end of the day, it's a me and him thing, and y'all will be at the wedding. I'll see y'all there type of thing. But if he proposed to me in my work clothes, I feel like that's another little aura point right there.
Yes. And like you said, like, it's such an intimate moment. Like, you don't need your family and everybody there. Like, it's ideal maybe, but like, that's between you and your person.
You can celebrate after. On the flip side, we did do, we met at that back room at McMullen's where everybody has been there when they've had events and stuff. So I said, let's go have a beer in the place where we met. And then when we came through the door, all of our friends, my wife's mom lived in Dallas at the time. So we flew her in. Her brother was here. You know, he came up from Arizona. Had her dad there, like, had everybody there.
Amazing.
To do, so I could propose.
Absolutely.
Thanks. Now, okay. was she full glam, ready to go? Mm. I couldn't tell you what she was wearing. I just know that I loved her and that I wanted to propose to her in front of everybody.
Yeah, and listen, that's not a knock either. Like, that's beautiful. If you want to invite everybody, invite everybody. But if your man doesn't, do not question the entire relationship. Like, that's crazy.
Oh, good point.
Yeah. And what if, like, he probably might have tried on the back end, and you never know. Like, maybe he just was like, forget it. Like, maybe it's just a me and you thing. I will see y'all at the wedding.
Yes.
And that's exactly how I wouldn't mind mine if it comes down to it. If my parents are there when I get proposed to, great. If not, then I'll see y'all in front seat.
And listen, when people are nervous.
That's awesome.
Like, you're just kind of like, let me just get it done. Like, I'm kind of nervous. And you cannot fault these men out here trying. No way.
It's
be
hard.
Nice.
It's hard for me to go all the way with that. Adrian, you're up, brother.
Chad, I wanted to tell you, there's a quote from Maya Angelou that goes,
God,
it's have enough courage to trust love one more time and always one more time. Uh-huh. And to Michaela's point, she wanted to have the spectacular proposal. She didn't get it, but she saw in the eyes of her lover, her wife, and said, you know what? I love you. And if that moment wasn't what it was, Michaela said, we'll make sure that the engagement photos are that. We'll make sure that the wedding is that. There has to be a give or take. And at the end of the day, if they love you enough to propose to you, what are you doing? Why are you worried about your Instagram?
Yeah. Well, that's so. That was going to be my question, but I knew the answer would be, here, let me just grab Susan just for fun. So, Susan, what's more important, the proposal or the social media recording of the proposal?
No, I would say the proposal. You know, I was married for 25 years. When my ex-husband asked me to marry him, I had my teeth pulled. Right after I had my teeth pulled, I was in so much pain. But it's the memory of him getting the guts to ask me. You know, it takes a lot for a man to ask you to marry you, and yeah, even the commitment of wanting to do it. So for you to be so vain about wanting to be this, it's the memory of you and him. Vain. You know, it's him. You know what I mean? When you become so vain about needing your hair done, it's an element of surprise. Yeah. I don't think
yes
you have that. You're ruining the man's proposal. It's a big red flag when you have a woman who wants to be all that and can't just be her natural beauty. That means he loves her for who she is and whatever she looks like, and she should be so happy that he did that.
But, okay, so why you made throat slash motion, Michaela? Good job, Susan. You went like this.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know. I thought she was going the other way, and I was like, no, no. But she ended up going my way, so thumbs up, actually.
So she agreed with you. And
yes,
yeah,
actually,
so
I take back that throat slash and a thumbs up.
My only thing with it is, it possible that times have changed?
Listen,
things have changed.
I will have girlfriends that'll be like, Michaela, what are you talking about? You're creating content. You can get your wedding paid for by proper branding. But again, you can always do it in the engagement photos. You can always do other things. Don't ruin your moment that's so special and pure.
I hate this mentality that people have. Granted, we have positions where we work in the public.
Oh, yeah.
So we do have to have a social media presence. But, like, no disrespect to Sarah. You have 200 Instagram followers. You don't need to get a drone and to do this whole thing. Like, what are we doing? Not everybody will make a brand deal for my wedding.
Adrian.
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth bomb. The truth bomb.
Sarah,
from Adrian Hernandez. She worked hard for those 200 followers. They all deserve to see her at her absolute best.
In the morning.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, you want to talk about folks getting hijacked? You want to talk, because we were talking about the Amazon thing.
Oh, yeah.
And how, do you want free shipping? Yes, I do.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, next thing you know, you signed up for Prime.
Yeah.
Because you're not paying attention. There is a school. I'm imagining this school's a touch foo-foo, if you know what I'm saying. a little she-she. A little, you know.
Tell me.
There's probably some nice cars in the drop-off line right now. A place in Brisbane, Australia said, we need money. We're running a little low on cash, and the funding was halted because the government is investigating them. So maybe it's not that foo-foo. Maybe it's not that great. Maybe it's not that great. They said, we'd be happy to send home your kids' artwork that they've done. This is Craigslee Community Kindergarten and Preschool.
Okay.
So you get it. It's the babies. It's the babies. We would be happy to send the artwork home that your children have done.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to cost you 14.
Oh, my God.
Did you hear?
It's going to cost you.
Yeah. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to cost you $1,400 now.
For your own child in kindergarten's artwork.
I'd go back to, oh my God.
Oh my God. Okay. Okay, well, good. It's fitting.
I'm just working out the timing. That's
yeah,
all
right. Got yeah, it. Okay. Gonna, sorry. My mind is racing because
$1,400.
First of all, I wouldn't pay that for even like a Picasso, let alone my 5-year-old.
Well, this is what the guy who runs things there, who would be like the governor, You know what I mean? He calls it emotional blackmail. He says, I never saw any Picassos coming home, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. But they mean something to you.
Yeah.
Would you, Adrian, would you even pay, would you pay $14 for Sire's artwork?
Sure. That's my max. Would Thank you? You. That's the max. $14.
That's the end of it.
And it has to be like acrylic paint. Just some crayons? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
For the materials,
it's gotta be beautiful.
I guess.
The goofy part of that, though, do you still have any of that stuff? Do you still have any of that junk from school?
Oh, I think it's somewhere put away.
This is where we were talking earlier, too, about the engagement. And I don't know. I'm sure I have no doubt that we would find somebody that would go, yep, every year on our anniversary, we haul out all that stuff and watch it. And it's amazing.
Sure.
We haven't looked at ours. We just celebrated our 12th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, because a bunch of pictures came up, you know, on this day.
Oh, sure.
And I was like, holy crap, I never saw these pictures before. I'm sure I did a year ago, but I'd forgotten about them already.
Yeah, yeah.
My mom kept a hand, we made soup spoon holders or spoon holders for the stove.
Oh, yeah.
Out of your hand.
So cute. Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, my finger broke off.
Oh.
So it looks like I'm half flipping you
okay.
off.
Okay.
But
you know what?
I think that's also why
makes
she it
even
kept
more
it.
Fun.
I think that's why she kept
Yeah. Listen, I have a little piece of art that my niece had drawn me when she was like very little. I'll probably keep that forever. But like everything else, no.
It gets better. Police are now investigating an alleged midnight break-in at the kindergarten 2 weeks ago. None of the artwork was taken, but that's because it was hidden.
Wait, what is going on at this school?
Somebody went in and said, $1,400, we'll show you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I saw you with me out there.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woohoo! 9:01, Friday morning, the 26th day of September 2025. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. This story like this will pop up every couple of years.
Yeah.
It just blows my mind. This family, Renee Madison family, is from Cookson, Oklahoma, small town, Oklahoma.
Okay.
They were celebrating her nephew's birthday. They went to this freaking, have you heard of this joint, this Crater of Diamonds State Park in Arkansas?
No.
Every couple of years, something will pop up like this. So it's like this 37 and a half acre park. And people go there and you look for diamonds. You know, yeah. You just kind of dig around and just kind of, you know.
Yeah, something fun to do.
So they were like, we want to go there. So they went to a dollar store and bought like beach stuff.
Yeah.
You know, beach shovels.
Sure.
Little one, plastic. Sand sifters. You know, just crap. They were by this place called Prospector Trailhead. I know you know where this is going. Madison spots, or her name's Renee, I guess. Renee spots a shiny oblong stone. At first, I thought it looked really neat, but I wasn't sure what it was. I honestly thought it was too big to be a diamond. Oh, but staff at the park's Diamond Discovery Center confirmed the discovery of a 2.79 carat diamond.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Dang.
They have named it the William Diamond after her nephew.
Oh, I love that.
It's 2025. Holy. It's 2025's third largest diamond.
Huh. Wow.
I thought we didn't hear these stories except for every couple of years.
100%, same.
But apparently it's more often. We just hadn't been paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
Third largest diamond at the park, where they have found 403 diamonds this year. Huh.
Incredible. Listen, I always like that because I feel like you think those places are all like washed up and then people find things and let's go.
That's what I thought.
Right?
They're going to be out there scratching around.
Yeah. You think everyone already found everything.
But if they found 400 diamonds this year.
It's amazing.
Well, yeah, wild.
We should go.
I don't know, man. Arkansas.
Diamonds, money.
My guess is if you were to show up with actual, like, excavation equipment, they'd be like, yo, you're not bringing
it. Yeah, get out.
Yeah, go get your SpongeBob pail and come back.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
What's some Friday morning good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. Woman who could not swim sprang into action to help save an 11-year-old girl who she was drowning at a park in Florida. The girl was collecting shells. She accidentally slipped into the water. Bridget Addison saw her and ran in. The girl's also autistic.
Of course.
So, yeah, this is... let's hear from Bridget, and the girl's name is Mia Garcia, talking about what happened.
Thank God we are here, especially her.
I wanted you to know how very special you are. Continue being the beautiful person God has created you to be.
People keep saying you're a hero. You're a hero. You're a hero. I feel like if you see anybody in distress, help them.
She saved me from gators. She is a hero. She just probably doesn't seize that.
Oh my gosh, she probably just doesn't seize that.
She's 11, so yeah. She saved me from gators. She's like, but forget about the drowning. I'd have figured that out.
There were gators.
She's like, I would have paddled, but she saved me from gators. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I am not sure how I feel about this. There's an old folks home in England that's using robotic dogs and cats to help combat loneliness for the residents.
Oh.
But... For example, with my friends at the Animal Foundation, It seems like every other week they're going, we got too many. We gotta give them homes.
Yeah.
I understand the robotic part in that you don't have to feed them. And there's no mess to clean up.
True.
Necessarily. But I don't know. Thumbs up or thumbs down on robotic dogs and cats for old people?
Thumbs up. Listen, I saw that movie Her where he was like being held company with Scarlett Johansson's character. I don't care how you aren't lonely if it's robotic dogs or cats. As long as those little old people feel good.
Is there a situation where you would ever give thumbs down to anything, to any situation like this?
Because it depends on the
probably
day.
Not. It's probably not.
But probably not. No.
Adrian.
Thumbs down.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's weird?
No. I just, not when there's puppies and kitties that need homes.
Yeah. I hear that, but I feel like for senior citizens, it's hard for them to take care of things. What if they're allergic?
But if they're, yeah, okay, but what if?
Yeah.
But to Chet's point, they're at a home, so they have nurses and stuff. There's staff
around.
That's
what I thought, too. Maybe there's staff.
Now, if they're living, you know, they're in an apartment complex, whatever, and they're by themselves, then yeah, to your point, Michaela, the robotic one, because you just have to charge it, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Stand away from the robots and AI, guys.
My mom's best friend, when their dog passed, it was worse than my mom leaving. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it was worse.
Yeah.
So, God, first Charlotte's Web and then this.
I know, it's too much.
Man, what the? Happy Friday, everybody. It's your good feeling story. Wait, it's your good feeling stories of the day. What the heck is going on here? Thank you, Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, some more you know before we go. You would not remember this. I wouldn't either. It was a long time ago. The McDonald's character Grimace?
Yes.
Was originally evil.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. In 1971, when they introduced him,
yeah,
he was called Evil Grimace. And his whole thing was he stole milkshakes.
Oh, you little bad boy.
Him and the Hamburglar.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yes.
By 1972, they went, you know, we're kind of freaking out the kids. So they turned him into just this purple thing.
Lovable
who's
thing.
Who's a good guy and not very bright.
I love it.
Which, you know, is right about the time I was born. I'm not saying they're the same.
Inspired.
Pretty good guy, not very bright. Yeah, just okay. Just kind of doughy.
Yeah.
And purpley.
Nice and cute. Yeah,
just a little. Based on the average life expectancy in the U.S., okay, get ready for the weekend, y'all. If you're 18 years old, you only have about 3,160 weekends left in your life. If you're 40, you've only got about 2,000 weekends left. So I'd get out there and make it a good one.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying?
Listen, think about it like that. You'll live better.
Let's go, Aces. Oh, God, I heard something to your point, and I wanted to share this. I heard something today. When you're praying or you're manifesting or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Focus on, hey, whatever supreme being is guiding my universe, God, whatever. Mm-hmm. Show me how good it could
be.
Oh,
I love you. I love that.
Show me. How good it could get.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, I was blown away. Aces tonight in Indiana. VGK in San Jose tonight. Doesn't count. It's preseason. Raiders on Sunday. Let's go. UNLV football at Wyoming tomorrow. 4-0, kids. Aviators trying to get a AAA championship at the ballpark tomorrow night. And is that everything? Yeah, good. And then the Aces again. Game 4 on Sunday at noon, and we'll be back here on Monday.
Yes.
Follow us on social at 985 KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, C-H-E-T B-U-C-H-A-N-A-N. It's another Planes, Trains, and Automobiles weekend.
Hey.
Yeah. Adrian.
While you're flying, we are enjoying a weekend of relaxation. And for anyone else who's doing the same, check out the show, Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez. A bunch of new interviews we've done the past 2 to 3 weeks, including a new one with The Miz and Rey Mysterio that's been uploaded. So again, Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez on YouTube. Listen to it wherever you get your podcasts, including that free Odyssey app. And if you want to follow me on socials, Instagram and TikTok, both Heavyweight Radio. Have a wonderful weekend, y'all.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-E-H. I will be at Movies on the Square at Town Square tonight from Mufasa.
Ooh.
So come, we'll be giving away Age of Chivalry tickets. It's fun, still nice out.
You're singing this weekend, right?
Yeah, I'm at the Doberman Downtown of the Arts District on Sunday at 6 p.m.
I love
it. So cool. I want you to come with Amy at some point.
Is this still that one time only, but now it's been like 5 times?
No, it was the one time only, and then they were like, can we have you every Sunday?
Yeah, right.
And I was like, okay.
That makes a lot of sense. I was like, one time. Honestly, when I first saw it and they had the advertising for it, and I'm like, they're not going to do just one time.
I love you.
One time only. No, you're not.
Listen, they specifically, I am being 100% serious. They specifically said, please have Chet come in. We'd love to get him dinner. We would just love to have him. So please do come whenever you and Amy.
Did they actually know they were talking about me?
I swear to God.
Huh.
They really did. They love us on the show.
Wow.
They love you. It's the Arts District. Yeah, they think you're really cool.
I love them back. I love love.
Yeah.
I do love the Arts District.
Yeah, yeah. Please come.
All right, y'all. Have a great weekend. We love you. Oh, believe this. Great things are just about to happen. Show me how good it could be.
Love this.
Woo! And believe this. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you on Monday.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.